On St. Lawrence Island, power outages in Savoonga are being blamed on high winds and severe weather. The power went down 4 days ago, and as of today, an estimated 80 homes are still without electricity, some frozen solid, according to reports. Biting cold has forced more than 100 people to take shelter in the local school, where supplies of food and essential items are running thin. Savoonga's mayor has asked the American Red Cross for assistance. And today, an air shipment of emergency supplies left Anchorage for the St. Lawrence Island community by way of Nome, according to the Red Cross's Katie Bender. Meanwhile, in Anchorage, Yari Kin-Iguk is concerned about her relatives and friends in her hometown.
And a lot of people are staying at the school to stay warm, more than 150 people, and some people staying at the city hall and people staying at the fire department. And I just learned a little bit earlier that people are starting to lack food because of the food damage because of no electricity.
Kinney Cook is in touch with a niece in Savoonga through the social networking site Facebook. She says lack of power is only escalating the damage.
Yeah, and a lot of the houses, the pipes are bursting because their pipes are now frozen.
Alaska Village Electric Cooperative supplies power to Savoonga residents. Company officials say severe weather and below zero temperatures caused some power lines to freeze and slap against each other, which caused the initial outage. Crews are working to restore power. Kinney Cook says she's trying to organize people to help Savoonga residents.
They can send non-perishable food. They can send hats and gloves, maybe warm clothing. Prayer. A lot of prayer works, too.
Katie Bender with the Red Cross says financial donations can be made through the Red Cross website.